Slow sales suck. You know it, I know it. And if your sales have slowed, if your account feels dead and nothing seems to be moving, this episode is for you. Because we all have slow seasons, and like many people around the world, you might be in one right now. And while it's totally normal, I know it can feel heavy, confusing, lonely, like you're throwing spaghetti at the wall, hoping something sticks. But here is the thing. You are not powerless, and there are things that you can do. There are moves that you can make, and there are ways to try speed things back up. And in this episode, I'm laying them all out for you so you can hopefully stop spinning, start selling, and get back into momentum. As a female online business owner with dreams of more income, more impact, and more freedom, you know there's more potential in your business waiting to be unlocked. But figuring out how to shape and transform your biz and get seen, loved, selling, and scaling can feel like, well, a mystery. So how do you cut through the noise, create offers that deeply resonate, sell and scale without you always being on, all while creating a life you love? That is exactly what this show is about. Welcome to Seen, Loved, Selling, Scale. I'm Corinda, your small biz marketing sidekick, digital offer strategist, and online biz bestie. With tens of thousands of digital offers sold, tens of thousands of people helped, and millions of dollars in revenue generated in my own business as a small business owner. And through this podcast, I am here to share it all. You'll gain clear, actionable insights, strategies, and shortcuts to master your online marketing, build scalable online offers, and create a business model that works for you as much as it works for your people, so you can grow your income, amplify your impact, and free up more of your time. Let's get started. All right, today we're talking about something that happens in every business, but so often I think we can feel so alone when we are in it. And that is slow sales. It is the season where all of a sudden it feels like everything stops working. Your engagement on Instagram, on emails, on wherever you're marketing drops. Your conversions and inquiries dip, and you start to wonder what the heck has gone wrong. And it's so disorienting, right? Especially when things were working or growing before. And I have been through this so often. But here is the thing you need to remember. Sometimes it really is just a season. Because what we need to remember is that as business owners, we serve real people with real lives. And those real lives can often have seasons in them too, or can have distractions in them too. And when our ideal audiences are going through seasons, distractions, or things that aren't life as normal, our businesses shift from business as normal or business as usual. And we take on that season that our IC are living. So right now, for example, around the world in many parts, it is summer. And it is the part of summer where kids go off school, where vacations are happening, where people are intentionally planning more reasons to be offline, out of their normal routine, and potentially outdoors. And of course, there are people, even though it's summer, in your IC group that it's still business or life as usual for them. So for those portion of people, things carry on and sales can still be made. But we need to recognize that there is a large portion of people where things change. And what do we need to do? We need to change our marketing and our approach accordingly. Because we can still make sales, one, to those people where things haven't changed for them. And that's why we still want to keep showing up, to keep nurturing, to keep serving, to keep selling. But we can also shift our marketing a little bit as well to shift with the people who have shifted. And this is how the best businesses still create sustainable sales through all seasons. And you betcha, I'm giving you these tweaks that you can do in this episode. so that you are not second guessing, you don't feel like you're sitting in a fog anymore, and you can keep leading, keep selling, and keep feeling like your business can roll through this season, because it absolutely can. So let's dive in. But first things first, let's make sure what's going on is a season for you right now, because before you start tweaking your marketing to this business life as unusual type stuff, we want to actually make sure it is because it is business or life unusual for your ideal client, your ideal customer, and not actually something different happening in your business. So in this episode, we're really going to focus on this idea of summer, right? Because right now in real time, this is actually what impacts the most people. Other times around the world, it might be your IC have different school holidays. It might be that there is lulls in their industry, like you might serve accountants and it might boom during tax time for you. And then in other seasons, it might be quieter as your accountants take time off in the slowest accounting season, which means that your business is going to dip in that season, right? So everybody has these different seasons and you need to understand your IC, but we're going to focus on summer. Your season might be different to that. But what you need to first make sure is that it is actually a season, because sometimes it isn't the season. Sometimes it might be something else. Sometimes it can be something inside your business that has quietly shifted, and that's what's causing the slow sales. And if we don't check that first, you're going to pour all this energy into the wrong things, these like seasonal tweaks, when really it might have been other changes that needed to have been made. So here's a quick checklist for you. First and foremost, anytime sales dip, I want you to check these things. The first thing is your traffic. Remember, the name of this podcast is Seen, Loved, Selling, Scale. Well, the name of this podcast is not just a name, it's an entire methodology to make business so simple. And we need to be getting seen. And so we need to check our traffic. Are people still landing or coming into your business where they used to? So check your Instagram reach, check your open rates, check your sales page traffic, check your ads, check your referrals. Wherever you normally get traffic, check that. Now, what we expect is normally a dip across them all, right? Essentially, like if your IC are business or life as unusual right now, like they are offline, they're not acting the way they normally act, or things are different for them, we're going to see that reflected across all marketing. But what we don't want to see is a massive drop in one area. So for example, if Instagram reach hasn't really changed, you're still getting those Pinterest click-throughs, your podcast is still being listened to, but then all of a sudden your email open rate has gone from like 60% to 6%, then that is your red flag to go and look at that, because maybe you're all of a sudden ending up in the spam filter and you need to do some work to get out of that. So that can actually be the fact that doing these strategies we're going to talk about isn't going to help that. If the drop in revenue or the drop in profit has come because emails was a really profitable source for you and now it's not working at all, likely nothing to do with the season, then that's where your energy needs to focus. You also want to check your consistency. Have you been showing up like usual? So if all of a sudden you feel like you're being less magnetic, if normally you show up as a really strong personal brand, really persuasive, really high energy, and the last 4 weeks you've just really been off your game, which I get it, it happens, it's happened to me. It's not about shaming you for that. It's not about beating yourself up, but it's not about putting in seasonal sales strategies thinking, oh, it's probably the season, when you actually want to go, okay, well, what do I need instead to be able to get back to the place that works? Again, on that same line, is it your messaging? Have you been trying something new recently? A new angle, a new vibe, a new voice? You haven't been doing what you normally do that used to land and this isn't landing. Do you actually need to go back to that other messaging that was working? So again, rather than seasonal strategies where the markets might be being moody, it might actually be your messaging instead that is setting that mood. Then what we also want to check is for historical trends. So have you been in business long enough to be able to check trends into your IC before. Now, if you haven't seen a massive dip this time of the year, and there's nothing externally happening in the world either, because please remember, it's not just these seasons we talk about, it's also world events that can actually impact our business as well, because we've got to remember that marketing is attention. And when there's something big happening in the world, that attention can shift away from marketing to whatever that world event is. And you and I both know that world events just are absolutely so common. And we actually have massive, massive, massive research and proof that there is direct impact that when something happens in the world, it could be like a US election, for example, and it will roll down to Australian businesses and the impacts that it has on that. And that is because there is so much more social media content that might go out, so many more conversations that are happening that are different to what normally happens with like word of mouth for your business. It might be that people are behaving differently, worried what the economy is going to do. They've heard things about share prices depending on the outcome of an election, right? You see how this can actually trickle around the world. And then of course that retracts and our attention shifts back to what it normally does about pain points and desires and aspirations more local to us. But then of course, another world event will happen and this can happen again. So it's really, really important to know that one, we want to have a look what's happening in the world around us, but we want to look at our historical trends as well. So if we have seen sales slow every time around this time of the year, the last 3 years, it is likely this is your slow season and you want to start to plan for that. If there's nothing happening, like a worldwide event not happening at the moment, and you didn't have a trend in this the last 2 years, you might want to look even harder into your business to ask, like, what is happening? Now, once you've done this check and you've made sure it is seasonal, right? So nothing's changed with my traffic overall. I've been consistent. My messaging is on point. There's nothing happening like in the market mood in terms of like a worldwide event or, you know, something like that. And yes, I can see if I've got the history that actually things do often slow down this time of the year. It is time to move into action around seasonal shifts. So let's talk about what those seasonal shifts can be. So the first seasonal strategy that I love, 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 love to employ when you want to create fast movement is what I call a campaign with confidence. So I also call this a fast cash flash sale. Now, if you want my exact strategy for this, head to the link in my bio. I actually have an entire done for you solution around this, and the outcomes it has gotten for people are on that page blow my mind. They go from hearing crickets to having their slowest period to literally some of the biggest cash months or cash weeks that they've like had in their business, because this is so powerful and I'm going to explain it to you. So what happens, as I said, is that when people are living like life as unusual and it makes business as unusual for us, so we're in this season, what can happen is a lot of things. So as I said before, marketing is attention. So people's attention spans become less for whatever reason, because, oh, I really love this person's content and I normally buy from them, or I'm due that next appointment, or yeah, I do need to work on my business website or whatever it is, right? But not right now. Got other things on, I'll come back to it. Or it's just not urgent enough to even get our attention. So they're scrolling the feed and nothing's screaming urgency to them right now. They've pushed their own pain points and desires a little bit aside, which normally is the driver for the business, because there's other things going on. Or they start to have more objections come up. So, oh, I don't need this right now. I need it in life, but it's just not my priority right now. I'm not going to buy this course because I can't work on it in the next 2 weeks. I'm actually away, so I'm just going to wait. And it's like, well, hang on, you've got this course for life and you could have it in your ears like the first day you came back to work if you grabbed it now. Like, you know why they need it, but they might be putting this off essentially. And what we want to do with a campaign with confidence or a fast cash flash sale is we want to increase attention and ethical urgency to help people stop procrastinating and essentially convert. So what we normally do is we run a 5-day, I think 5-day is the sweet spot, a 5-day flash sale, but we do this in a really special way. So we run a sale on something that's already positioned in our business. This could be like a whole store, it could be on one of your services, whatever it is, this works for every single niche, right? But what we want to do is pick something that's already positioned, that doesn't need a launch runway, that doesn't need positioning. People already know it's what we do, it's what we offer, it's why we exist. And you want to run a sale on that thing. And there's different types of sales that you can run. It could be adding an extra bonus. It could be like buy one, get one free. It could be a percentage off. It could be a limited time thing where you're going to make a special bundle. Whatever it is, you get to choose. And if you get the Campaign with Confidence solution, we go through all of this to help you make those decisions, but you run some kind of special offer. And what we get from this is that one, it's on sale for, let's say, the 5 days. That in itself is huge, like urgency and scarcity. But we increase this urgency and scarcity even more so. And in the middle of our flash sale, we do something special, which is if you, for example, buy as a fast decision, so if you buy in the first 1 or 2 days of this flash sale, on day 3, we're going to close off this special thing. And you get an even specialer element. So let me explain that. So let's say you are an online e-commerce store. You might do 30% off flash sale the whole store for 5 days only. But if you purchase by, let's say this sale is like Monday through Friday, purchase by Wednesday, 5 p.m., go in the draw to win your entire basket back as a credit voucher. So if you spend $200 and you win, we'll give you a $200 credit voucher. It might be a service provider where book this week and I'm going to do your website for you, but you will also get a new social media brand, 30 amazing templates. But if you also book by Wednesday, you will go into the draw to double those template packs, right? So one lucky person is going to get whatever the number I said before, double that in templates. So what this is it's already an amazing offer. It is already something where it's like, oh, I need that. This is incredible. I could book that in now and execute that when I'm back off summer break, but I need to make a decision faster. I need to not turn my attention away from this and procrastinate around it. And then what happens when people procrastinate? They forget and then they miss the sale altogether. We really need to make that first impression turn to a conversion as fast as possible with this fast thing. And then of course, we want to make sure that we are positioning and messaging this right everywhere. And this is what that Campaign with Confidence helps you do as well, to show up on stories, posts, and emails to make sure that you are able to get the attention of your people wherever they are and have the right messaging around the urgency, scarcity of this, let's face it, incredible offer that you are offering. So this is the number one thing that I would run in a slow season. And again, the results just blow my mind. Check the link out for that. So that's number one. And that is the number one recommendation. But there are other things that we can do as well. So number two is doing a past customer loyalty campaign. So this can be like a quiet gold mine in your own audience, because your past customers and clients, they are your warmest, most ready to buy people. Again, in this season, people might not have the mental bandwidth or the energy or the desire to explore a new business, to try and build trust with that new business. Now, that fast cash flash sale can help speed that up and be like, oh, it's definitely worth me looking into this business right now. But what you can also do is go back to people who already love your business and offer them something special. So in slow sales seasons, think retention and reactivation. What is something that you can go back to past clients with that, again, has a sense of urgency or scarcity? And that's really important for this season when things are slow. Ethical urgency and scarcity. So stuff that is actually real. So no lying, like create a package that has a bonus and then don't offer off that bonus after this period. Create something special that won't exist outside this for the foreseeable future. So we want to be really ethical about it. So giving people that helping hand to go, oh, like I was going to put this off for no other reason except that my attention is elsewhere. Not because I don't need it, because I do need it. Not because I don't want it, because I do want it. I was just delaying my decision, which delays cash flow in your business, right? Or it risks them forgetting about it altogether and your competitor getting in front of them and them buying it from them, which we just don't want. So urgency and scarcity is going to go through all of these themes, but with this past customer loyalty campaign, same thing. If you're a website designer and no one's buying new websites right now, go back to your old customers and do like a mid-year Magic Touch and offer them a special package that's only available this time of the year, where you will go through and actually install this and do this and give their thing a refresh and install a new lead magnet and whatever it might be, update SEO. Any of your super skills might be something that you want to create right now. And of course, this doesn't create any extra work for your people as well. And we're going to come down to that in a second, because this is really important to make smart offers. So stick around with me. That's going to be covered in a second. But you might want to go back to past people. So I want you to ask yourself, you can flash sale everyone. You can also go back to past customers and create what I would call like more quiet cash with special offers directly to them that have urgency or scarcity. Now, another one is replenishment or repeat purchase offers. So this one's for those of you who have like repeatable, refillable, or upgradable offers. So things like skincare, templates, tools, planners, courses, audits, coaching. Like if someone's purchased something from you once, they may need it again. So often we can forget to go back to those people and remind them why they need it and align it with this time of the year. So literally saying to them, you need this now in this very real season that you are in because of this reason. For example, you literally may be a business coach and you know that your clients' businesses are slowing down this time of the year, which often means that they are slowing down too. And what you might want to do is actually go out to them and say, is it your quietest period right now? We are due a catch up for blah, and now has never been a better time to do that because of these reasons. So really actually messaging around the fact that now is the right time. They might have discounted it and said, my business is too slow. I'm not going to have any questions to ask this person. And you as the business coach know now is actually the perfect time to work on the business if they're not so busy working in the business. And you're like, hang on. Like, let's get these automations in place. This isn't about dealing with front end, like client stuff. It's like, let's get the back end sorted. And so you may go out to those beautiful people and say, you are due this. This is the reason why you need it, which goes in perfectly, segues to the next strategy I want you to start to think of, which is to rethink what you are selling to match the market's current needs. So let's be absolutely real. Some offers just won't convert during certain seasons. Maybe they are too big, too long term, too much money, too abstract, like whatever it is, you want to actually make sure that what you are trying to sell is something that they want and need now or soon and can actually afford. So if you are selling a 12-week in-person program right now that requires them to come to your offer one day a week and they have kids on school holidays with no care, that is literally going to be next to impossible for them to attend. So maybe you need to do something like a 4-week virtual warm-up to the in-person program where it is audio files sent out to them for a smaller price. And then those people get to credit that offer, for example, to the bigger program, which they can now attend because the kids have care or school or whatever it might be again. We really have to think from the position of our IC when it comes to this time of the year, whatever season you might be in, what can work for them. As I said, these pain points, desires are still there. But also if that pain point or desire has gone away as well, like if it is literally you sell something about children's school lunches and the kids aren't in school right now, it might be people have a really good reason to be putting that off to 8 weeks' time when they get back to school. And this is really a pain point for them. Is there something else you could be offering during this time, like easy summer dinner ideas that you could be positioning instead as a little bit of a pop-up offer? So really think of what you are selling. But again, if you can also weave some of that urgency and scarcity around this, really helping people make these decisions. So maybe this 4-week audio program that's run over summer, maybe this is the only time this is offered during the year. and everything else is in person. And of course, those people are going to love you once they do the four-week starter 101 foundation and want to move into the next program as well. But it might really be something that you don't need to do any other time of the year because your program normally sells. And so this might be a little bit of a different angle with urgency and scarcity, different price point, different level of accessibility that can work for right now. So these are some of the things that you can really start to consider when the months are the way that they are. But I also want you to remember to really think about your messaging and your marketing overall as well. You may need to address objections head on to say, are you thinking you don't have time for this right now because it's this season? Are you currently sitting on a beach and you've seen this post and you think, why the heck would I do this right now? Well, here's why you would do that. Or you can purchase this right now in our mid-year flash sale and start this in 3 weeks' time on your first day back without wasting that first week trying to find the right program for you. You've got it. It's locked in. You can be excited to move forward. So also remember that your IC are real people, really living their life, really with these things going on in their heads and hearts right now. And you get to speak the real talk to them. The strongest brands do that, to say, this is what you're thinking right now, but this is information to help you think about it differently. So there you have it. This is really how you can start to plan to increase cash right now in your business if sales are slow. But one extra thing for you, and that is once you start to know about your slow sale seasons, I want you to actually start to do work beforehand in the future to predict these. And one of the biggest things that I have been able to do in my business is to actually put in low ticket offers, because what I can do in slow sales seasons, I can promote these low ticket offers more heavily, but also these low ticket offers actually also lead to my programs. Now, I actually am in a slow season right now. This is the slow season for my business as well. But what I actually did was I just sold out my Content Mastery Club launch. Even though it is my slow season, I was able to go through and smash my launch goals. But it is actually because exactly what I have said to you, I predicted that this was going to happen. And I made sure that when I was marketing, I had a group of customers that I could market to, not necessarily a cold audience. And there were people that joined cold because, as I said, there are people that it is life and business as usual for right now, but it is my slow season. So really made sure using my low ticket offers, I sold a lot of those in the lead up. I pulled that lever in my business, in my value ladder. And then I worked harder to actually market the Content Mastery Club to the beautiful customers already in my world from those past programs, and really helped them also to see that now was the right time. We wouldn't be open again publicly for another few months. So really letting people know this was the opportunity with ethical urgency and scarcity. We had some extra bonuses, and that really, really helped as well. So this was just using these same strategies that I'm saying to you about urgency and scarcity, about going back to, you know, people who are already in our world, but really making sure I had lots of people in my world as well through these low ticket offers. And now I get to sell these low ticket offers during this slower period as well, because there's less resistance, there's less risk to buying and committing to something that is smaller or immediately helpful right now than there is to like some of my bigger programs. Although people are still jumping into those as well, again, because we don't want to get the mindset that slow season means no sales, because that's absolutely not true. It means still speaking to the people where it is life and business as usual for them and tweaking things for those where it's not, to meet them where they're at. And I really hope that this will help you do exactly that if you are in a slow season or any slow seasons that are to come, but also building yourself a business where you have levers to pull and a smart business system to work with during those periods in the future. And of course, if you want one of my systems to use as well, that Campaign with Confidence that is in the show notes, Or you can come over to my Instagram, either This Is Co or This Is Corinda, and just DM me the word CWC. So Campaign with Confidence. So just the acronym CWC, and my robot will send you the link to that one. That is all from me. I hope you have the best summer season if you are in yours right now. I hope that you have the best any season that you are living in life and biz. And if it is a slow season for you, there are things that you can do, and I am cheering you the heck on as you do them. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Seen, Love, Selling, Scale podcast. I hope today's episode left you feeling inspired, fired up, and empowered to make serious moves that align with your goals and version of success, both in life and business. If you loved what you heard, head over to www.thisisco.com.au to find all the links and resources mentioned in today's episode. And if you aren't already following the show, make sure you hit that follow button so you never miss a future episode when it drops. I'll see you again next week, same time, same place, same goal to get you seen, loved, selling, and scaling. See you then.